of the 17th county, which is Clark, which is the biggest one. And we're hoping that Clark can catch up quickly and we can get these kids all back in the classrooms.
There you have it, Steve Sisolak with Joan Ebert, the state superintendent of schools. Stay where you are. More to come as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com, I'm Keith Peters. Power was restored to more homes and businesses Thursday in states hit by a deadly blast of winter that overwhelmed the electrical grid and left millions shivering in the cold this week. But Energy Reliability Council of Texas Operations Director Dan Woodfin says localized outages may continue in Texas where switches have to be manually reset or ice damage repaired.
It's going to require crews going out to actually do the normal ice things that happen during an ice storm to try to remove the branches and get service restored that way.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott says 7 million people have been ordered to boil their water before consuming it, following days of record low temperatures that damaged infrastructure and froze pipes. NASA lands its largest and most sophisticated rover yet on Mars as part of the search for past life on the planet.
NASA ground controller Swati Mohan delivered the news to the Perseverance team at NASA's Jet Propulsion Labs in Pasadena, California.
Touchdown confirmed. Yes. Perseverance safely on the surface of Mars.
Later, after the six-wheeled rover had been on the surface for a while, Mohan delivered a key announcement.
Perseverance is alive on the surface of Mars. Congratulations to the mission. And looks like we have some more news in. It looks like we're getting the first image.
Over the next 2 years, Perseverance will use its 7-foot arm to drill down and collect rock samples with possible signs of bygone microscopic life. 3 to 4 dozen samples will be sealed in tubes and set aside to be retrieved by a fetch rover and brought to Earth by another rocket ship as early as 2031. I'm Tim McGuire.
Prominent Hong Kong democracy advocate and publisher Jimmy Lai has again been denied bail and is being returned to jail to await trial in April. Lai's charged with colluding with foreign forces as defined by the sweeping national security law. More on these stories at townhall.com.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison and Steffen. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison & Stephan to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison & Stephan, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
It's 4:04. This KMTQ News Flash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal injury, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. Nevadans 65 and older will be eligible to get the COVID-19 vaccine at retail pharmacies beginning next week. In making that announcement, Governor Sisolak said pharmacies in all 17 counties will be able to schedule vaccine appointments for people who are 65 and older. The governor also announced the return of full contact sports, saying the Silver State schools can resume practices and games. Meanwhile, Nevada is on the verge of launching a statewide vaccine appointment registration system. The program begins with a soft launch in Clark County next week. Local health officials say the unified system will replace the individual ones which are being used by local governments, which has led to some confusion, frustration, and double bookings of those appointments. Right now, no-shows account for about 15% of those available appointments. Well, a small sign that things are getting better on the Strip. MGM Resorts announces it's extending its operations at three properties which had been closed previously midweek. Company officials say that the Mandalay Bay, Park MGM, and the Mirage will be open for business 24/7 beginning on March 3rd.
KCQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
And look for some heavy volumes right now as you try to work your way through the Spaghetti Bowl. 515 East at the 15 interchange with some residual slowing there on the ramp as you leave Interstate 15 North, merging on to East 515. And you're pretty much touch and go on the Northern Beltway, 215 westbound at Tenaya.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do, when he follow through, the exact opposite.
Check it out.
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. You think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. 4:07 on this Thursday afternoon. Good to have you with us. We take you home every afternoon, 3 to 6. We cover national stories. We cover local stories. And we are the only afternoon drive radio show in Southern Nevada doing this. Actually bringing you local stories about local issues that impact you and your family. So glad that you're with us, though. For instance, yesterday, a news conference with Governor Sisolak, and one of the big takeaways from this is that full contact sports have been okayed by the governor. Now the question is, what are the school districts going to do with this? Are they going to implement this or are they not? We'll find out soon enough. But Governor Sisolak, this is cut number two. Steve Sisolak said that full contact sports will be okay in the schools under protocols. Listen to this.
As you all know, up until today, full contact sports have been prohibited. I know this has been difficult for many of our student athletes and their families across the state. We've been working hard to develop a plan for how we can allow these athletic activities while still keeping our students and adults as safe as possible. I'm excited to announce today that under this new emergency directive, full contact sports regulated and governed by the Nevada Interscholastic Activities Association, the NIAA, may resume practice and competitions if social distancing and all new requirements can be met. In order to allow NIAA-regulated full contact sports to take place, the NIAA must develop a mandatory COVID-19 testing and mitigation plan that then must be adopted and followed by each school district and school attendant to allow full contact sports. A plan must require, at a minimum, weekly testing of coaches, staff, and athletes participating in these sports. Prior to the start of the full contact sport competitions between schools, the local school districts or county school superintendent must approve the commencement of the particular full contact sport, including agreement to implement the NIAA testing and mitigation plan. Spectators will be allowed to attend all NIAA sporting events subject to the applicable limitations set forth in the recent gathering directive. Host schools will be responsible for ensuring compliance with applicable gathering and event guidelines, capacity limitations, and protocols. Resumption of full contact sports only applies to those regulated and governed by the NIAA. Full contact sports games and competitions remain prohibited for travel and club leagues, private leagues, park district sports programs, and similar non-NIAA sports leagues at this time. We are taking the step of allowing full contact sports to resume competitions for NIAA only because they are able to be highly regulated and overseen by our school districts, including the regular testing requirements. On May 1st, 2021, we hope to transfer these decisions to local authorities. As a reminder, all other non-contact and minimal contact sports, including baseball and soccer, have been allowed to hold practices and competitions since October. Last week, we allowed tournaments for all of these allowed sports beginning March 15th.
Governor Steve Sisolak, some are saying, what took you so long? And I agree. There are other states that have been allowing full contact sports for a long time. And for some unexplained reason, this governor was skittish about doing anything about it. Now there's so much pressure. There were rallies last week in high schools all across the state. Let them play. It's about time. It really honestly is. I'm so happy to have back on the show somebody who's been on the program many times, usually during presidential campaigns or things like that. She is Jessie Jane Duff, the Gunnery Sergeant, U.S. Marine Corps, retired, and now a spokesperson for Make Elections Fair Again. Jessie, good to have you with us. Thank you so much for being on. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much for inviting me. I mean, I know your audience is ready to rock and roll and make a change in this country. That's for sure. Who isn't?
Well, in order to make a change, we're going to have to change how our elections are done. Clearly, we here in Nevada, maybe as much as any state in the union, ground zero when it comes to unfair elections that were stolen. Tell me what your organization is and what it's about.
So Make Elections Fair Again is not trying to reverse any election of the past. What we're trying to do is ensure that all Americans, particularly those that have witnessed or seen elections treated fraudulently, which is many of us feel that was the case in 2020, legitimately want to make a change. For example, we know in Nevada there was a high percentage of people that were voting that didn't even live in Nevada. We know that there were multiple ballots mailed out to addresses that had not been verified as still voters. These are simple things that we know was actively happening. And there were five battleground states that actually had Republican legislators that did not fix their own election rosters that did not hold themselves accountable. What they were doing before 2020, I don't know. But they allowed changes to happen even within their own state constitutions. And I'm referring to Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Arizona. And when it gets up to the Senate and everybody's screaming at Mike Pence to reverse an election or hold off for 10 days to certify it, hey, that's all nice. But at the end of the day, we are a republic. And if the states don't, if the states submit a certified election, it's up to the states to either decertify or change what or not certify that election. If we're waiting on Congress to do things that the states are responsible for, we're already swimming upstream. So let's fix our state electoral process. And Make Elections Fair Again is really aggressively going to build up a grassroots format where we have people engaged. We're not seeking people's money. We're not saying, please mail us money. We're not doing that. What we're doing is giving every person an opportunity to be an activist at a level that is going to impact the state. So, for example, we're starting off very simply. February 26th, we're going to have people wear red, your shoes, your tie, a scarf, a hat, a dress, a suit, whatever it is. If you're wearing a red suit, everybody's going to notice you. I will let you know that now. However, if you wear something red on Friday, you're going to make on February 26th, it's a statement that we are part of this group, this effort to make elections fair again. We will then ensure that we start picking days where we can have state activism, where we're not purchasing anything, such as from Amazon or Walmart or some of your big corporate conglomerates that have not been impacted by COVID, and to ensure that we do not have any state tax going into the coffers of the state. They've got to see that the voter is paying attention. This is bipartisan. We know that many Democrats have called out elections as being unfair or stolen. So it sounds to me like we all have a lot in common. Regardless of the reasons behind each side saying that theirs was fraudulent, why can't we agree that we're going to ensure that our states are running these elections appropriately? Get voter ID. We have a long list of things that we're going to eventually tackle, but right now it's like eating an elephant. So we're going to start with one bite at a time.
Make elections fair again. This is the beginning. Take me down the road. You've done a great job in illuminating the fact that we've got problems in our election system. The question is, how do
exactly
we fix it? Do we fix it via the legislature?
So our goal, our end goal, is to have a process where we don't have to question. We don't want to federalize election, number one. We know that H.R. 1, which is going up in Congress, they're going to try to federalize elections. That is just not the route to go. We are a republic. We don't want to take away states' rights. But the citizens of these individual states, albeit Democrat or Republican, should want to have fair and legal elections. They want every vote cast and counted on time. So what is this going to require? I would suggest that people take a look at Arkansas. Arkansas is a state that requires voter ID. People say, well, we tried that in Nevada and we failed. Well, what was it that you failed at? What piece of it was disputed? What can you do to accommodate those that were against the voter ID? Because here's what Arkansas did. When people were saying, well, they wouldn't be able to get to the, they can't go and get ID. They can't afford ID. They don't have transportation. It's disparate against those that are interned in the home, the elderly, maybe minorities that don't have the resources. Okay, here's what the state said. We will drive a vehicle to your residence. So if you are unable to leave your household, you still can get a voter ID. They refuted any possibility that would give the impression that it was causing a group of people to be disenfranchised. It destroyed the argument, and they succeeded at passing it. Whereas here in Wisconsin, not here, but when I was up in Wisconsin, they had voter ID, but guess where they messed up? They allowed people to not have to get ID who were unable to leave the home. So instead of the normal percentile that could not leave the home, there was a massive amount in the 2020 election that claimed they could not leave the home, and that's why they didn't have voter ID. And that would made it ripe for fraud. Whether they were fraudulent or not, I have yet to verify, but I would say, does that make any of us comfortable knowing that thousands upon thousands of people are saying they can't leave the home and that's why they didn't have voter ID? So the state should require and allow people to have voter ID at no cost and the state can drive to their home if they decide that they cannot not leave their home for whatever reason. That is one aspect of it. Signature verification. This is a very strong calling. We shouldn't have percentages set low on voting machines that allow a higher percentile to get through than normally would be acceptable, because it's just like having a death sentence. Is a error with, oh, we get 1% of it wrong, that means 1% die by the electric chair. Is that appropriate? No. You cannot have a disparity where there are fraudulent votes being cast. We also want to ensure that we have people living in the state. This was a big problem in Nevada. I think we have absolute cases that can go to court showing that there were, and there have been, with the campaign, for example, the Trump campaign, there were people on his behalf filing. But these lawsuits can still go forward since the election to challenge the disparity that they created with their own state constitution. We should not be adjusting our voter laws 60 and 90 days out from an election, because what state is prepared to handle the mass voter mail-in ballots that they received? There were homes receiving 6 and 7 ballots with not that many people even registered to vote in those households. They have to verify the votes. They have to cross-check them with the DMV. Make sure that these are actually verifiable people, citizens of the state of Nevada. How about alive? That's a good one. Let's make sure everybody's alive. I don't think there's a single thing that we're asking for that cannot be presented and enforced. It's now a matter of us starting off and bringing the awareness to the state that you're going to have to make these modifications, or we're going to hit the pocketbooks of the state. And where does the state get hit? In the taxes.
How do you, and this is important, and again, joining us, Jesse Jane Duff, a retired gunnery sergeant, U.S. Marine Corps. People on the left say, oh, all these measures, it's voter suppression. Is it voter suppression, what you're talking about?
I think when you got Stacey Abrams and Amy Klobuchar screaming that there was fraudulent elections, and even Nancy Pelosi in 2016, all we have to do is quote them. If you agree that there were fraudulent elections, regardless of your side, wouldn't you want to agree that we will ensure that there are no more fraudulent elections, number one? Number two, voter suppression, not if the state is ensuring that they will provide voter ID to every voter free of charge, and if they are unable to make it down to wherever they obtain this voter ID, albeit maybe the DMV or any other location that can provide it, then they will provide transportation to their residents. If they are homeless, the same thing. But when we start getting ballots that have unverifiable addresses, unverifiable names, unverifiable birth dates, locations, whatnot, it leaves a question as to if it's even an honest ballot. Let's say it is an honest ballot. Well, wouldn't that person want to go unchallenged by knowing that they had a voter ID? Because when Mexico requires a voter ID and the United States doesn't, you have to wonder why we are resisting it. It gives the perception, the left may say, you're trying to suppress our vote. I would say, well, don't you want to ensure that we don't suppress your vote? With voter ID, you can guarantee that the homeless person's vote will count. You can guarantee that every minority who does not have the capacity to get to an ID now has one, because everything they say to me is bigotry by a low expectation. We all know that getting an ID is not the issue. We know that they're trying to create an issue to cloud the field against those that want to ensure that we have intact elections with strong integrity. The world was watching, and the world knows that a good percentage of all Republicans do not trust that this last election was legitimate. And we do know that there are Democrats, albeit their numbers may be smaller, that believe that this election was fraudulent. So we're not going to try to relitigate the last election, but we will try to ensure that in 2022, no single Nevadan, let alone any American, is questioning whether their vote is cast and counted legally on time.
And it all begins very simply February 26th, wearing red. Is that essentially what we're talking about?
We're going to send the message across the state that we are here, we are starting up, and bit by bit, we're going to take a bite out of the elephant. And as soon as we can, this elephant will be inhaled by us, because they will have to modify and adjust to accommodate the voters. Nevada is a very interesting state. When Donald Trump lost Nevada in 2016, it was because the Democrats, and don't blame Californians for moving there. I don't want to hear that argument. You know why it was? Because the Obama administration ensured that they had over 100,000 people registered to vote. Voter registration was key to that demographic. But meanwhile, Donald Trump only lost by, was it, 4 or 5 votes per precinct? He was extremely popular in the state, despite the fact that they had gotten voter registration going out there. Now we all know why this election went down into the toilet, because in the middle of the night, the state legislature has passed these laws that have mailed a ballot to every household, whether they had confirmed they were still a registered voter there or not. They hadn't purged the voter rosters for people that had moved out of state. Now we know that people are paying attention in Nevada. They may not, this is not a left or a right issue. This is an American issue. This is an issue for Nevada. This is the battle-born state. They volunteered to get in a fight before. They volunteered to fight for the freedom of fellow Americans. So let's say this. Nevada can be on the tip of the spear and lead this charge, and we're going to have a tidal wave of red get over this country. We are trying to reform elections, and people say they will never vote Republican again. I would say this. Is that really the solution? Because it sounds like a defeatist. You sound like you're going to get run over. We are the party of Lincoln. We are the party that was created to emancipate the slaves. What does that say? We are the party of fighters. We are the party of the reform. We are the party of less government. So get involved and change it. Let's bring it back, because President Trump is going to be getting behind those that have the America First agenda. That means we're still alive. We're still well. He taught us how to fight. We don't need a wizard to come along and change everything for us. People who lay down and say, I'll never vote Republican again. Donald Trump was defeated because the Republican Party didn't stand with him. Well, what are you doing? Get involved. Get engaged, and let's fight to save this country, because if we lay down that easily over one election, yes, we will be doomed. We saw what's coming. We know how to change it. Let's get started.
Hey, Jesse, always good to visit with you. Thanks so much. We'll get a progress report in a bit. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, everybody. Take the hill. Never quit.
There you go. Jesse Jane Duff, always full of energy, Gunnery Sergeant, U.S. Marine Corps, retired, and a spokesperson for, write this down, Make Elections Fair Again. Make Elections Fair Again. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Listen to the radio again on the weekends. On Saturday, you can enjoy Handle on the Law, Leo Laporte, the Tech Guy, Real Estate Today, and Las Vegas Rocks with Vegas insider Ron Garrett. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
In 2020, Nevadans faced unprecedented government overreach and has had a devastating effect on our economy, on the livelihoods of countless Nevadans, and on our basic foundational freedoms. And now, of course, as lawmakers deal with the fiscal realities of shutting down an entire economy, they're getting ready to ask you, the very Nevadans who are suffering the most right now, to cough up even more of your hard-earned dollars to fix their mistakes. The Clark County Education Association wants to make Nevada's average sales tax the highest in the nation, and that's just the beginning. You can be sure government agencies, lobbyists, and unions will be out in force to make sure that their priorities are put ahead of yours. That's why Nevada Policy will be on the ground in Carson City this legislative session, making sure struggling Nevadans, not government insiders, are put first in the 2021 session. Partner with us today, and let's rebuild this great state. Visit NevadaPolicy.org today and join our effort. That's NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update is supported by Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, Jim Marsh Kia, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
It's time to get out with the old and in with the...
Woo!
At Finley Chevrolet, we have the largest selection of new Chevrolets in Southern Nevada. Get the Chevrolet you want at the price you deserve today.
Woo!
Finley Chevrolet at the 215 in South Rainbow, Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealer. Find new roads.
It's Las Vegas' best local talk. Heidi Harris talks the politics of life. Weekdays 9 to noon with Bill O'Reilly's 15-minute news and comment at 11:45. Kevin Wall drives you home 3 to 6 a.m. 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
If you came across a child struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes, their age, the way they speak? Would you recognize a 13-year-old boy who gets into fights at school?
Not because he's a boy, but because he's hungry?
Or a 2-year-old girl who cries all night?
Not because she's sick, but because she went to bed without